Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. In the previous program, we were looking at the early verses of Mark chapter 9, and now we come to the second half of the chapter, which is beginning in verse 30. One of the things about the experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus being seen in all his glory, brightness and purity, is that there was also the sense of Jesus, he was going to die and he was going to rise from the dead. And the disciples, Peter, James and John, they hadn't really grasped this side of what in fact was going on. They loved to see the miracles, and they loved to see the sea calmed and feeding 5,000, all of that. But to talk about Jesus' death was never very easy for them. And again, after this glorious experience, Jesus is not lost, as it were, on the mountaintop. His feet are very much in the reality that the purpose of the Father is that he will need to die and to suffer. Quite remarkable that he managed to keep that intention. He didn't get carried away. And so he says, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. But again, it seems to go over the disciples' heads. They just can't contemplate someone as wonderful and as pure and glorious as Jesus can suffer at the hands of men. It just does not register with them. But sadly, what is registering with them is a sense of, in this coming kingdom, they were very happy about a coming kingdom, what place will we have? And where will we sit? And what authority will we have? What position will we be having? And Jesus says, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. And this is where he takes a little child placed the child among them. And taking the child in his arms, he says, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. And basically, Jesus is trying to share with these disciples simplicity, humility. This is the order of the day. This is the way to respond to a coming kingdom. Not about position and authority, but about just loving, and about just the childlike faith, just that utter trust in the power of Jesus. Well, after this, they seem to come across someone who he's driving out demons. And now they're saying, teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. And Jesus says, don't stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name can do it in the next moment and say something bad about me. Basically, Jesus is saying, relax. You're getting rather over defensive here. What is of me will come to the surface, and what isn't of me will also come to the surface. So you don't have to get fretful. If things are happening and you don't seem to know this person, you're not sure of their relationship with me, you can relax, because I'm in charge, and what is good will come to light, and what is evil will also be seen. Well, after that, there is the whole sense of strong words about those who in any way cause little ones to stumble. Jesus is concerned that those who have little faith but making baby steps to follow him should in no ways be thwarted, confounded, rejected. No, they need to be received. Well, we must stop there. Listen to some worship when my good friend Patrick will join me to complete our program today.
Praise you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses from Mark chapter 9. It's interesting, isn't it, Richard, that Jesus is now quite clearly talking to his disciples about the fact that he is going to die, but that he is going to rise again. But actually, they don't understand what he's talking about at all, do they?
No, they don't. And I think that it shows how important it is to be very sort of open and wide in our thinking, because they became very, very drawn to power, to position, to authority, and the whole aspect of suffering and death, that just wasn't in the equation for them.
No, they were sitting there thinking about who was going to be the greatest.
Indeed.
And in a way, that kind of discussion, I suppose, in a group is a fairly sort of natural one to have. It's a bit of human nature getting in and creating perhaps a bit of rivalry between them.
Well, yes, it certainly did that. I think that it was because they were grasping what they really liked, and that was the idea of the kingdom and Jesus coming and reigning. And if he was going to be king and they were on his side, well, then, of course, all the enemies of the people, as they saw it, they were all going to be defeated. They were going to be out of the picture. So those with Jesus, where were they going to be? What position would they have?
Yeah.
And so, yes, you're right that they begin to think, well, you know, what part have we got to play? We've been chosen. We're one of the 12.
Yeah.
And there must be something in this for us.
Yeah, yeah. So then Jesus brings in this idea of the child and receiving the kingdom like a child. Just unpack that for us a little bit more. What does it mean in terms of the Christian life to be like a child?
I think it's simply that in a child, especially a little child, and this child was little, and the reason we know the child was little was because it says that Jesus lifts the child into his arms.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that we're talking about quite a small child. Even Jesus wouldn't have been sort of lifting up someone 6 foot or whatever. But there's the sense of dependence. A little child needs help. They need help in many different areas. And they're not proud. They're looking for help. They want help. And I think it's that sense of dependence, that sense of humility, that sense of reliance. This is very precious. And when we get older, sometimes, although in one way it's good that we can do things for ourselves, there then can come a spirit of pride. I don't need anybody else, and I don't need God. And Jesus is saying, no, you have the attitude of a little child.
Mm. And then later on, in verse 42, he's talking about anyone causing one of these little ones who believe in me to sin. And some quite sort of serious warnings there to people.
Yes, I think that, you know, the thing about a little child too is its vulnerability.
Mm.
And, you know, when people first come to Christ, there's a strength and there's a joy, but there's also a vulnerability. And the Bible is very protective in statements about those who are in those early stages. You look after them. You don't damage them. You don't distract them. You don't put things upon them that are unreasonable. It's very strong indeed. And I guess we've really got to be quite vigilant about new babes in Christ, how we care for them.
Yeah, this is very typical of Jesus, isn't it? Caring for all those who were vulnerable or oppressed or downtrodden by society in some way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's where his heart reaches out, isn't it? With healings and with miracles. Those that need help and know they need help, he's much more open than the arrogant, which I don't need you.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.